This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The number of COVID-19 infections around the world has passed the 10 million mark and has also just passed the mark of 500,000 deaths. Johns Hopkins University reported that Sunday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the milestone a sober reminder that even as research continues, the world has an urgent responsibility to do everything we can with the tools we have now to suppress transmission and save lives. Five U.S. states, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada, reported record-breaking daily numbers of new coronavirus cases on Saturday. The U.S. continues to lead the world in reported infections with more than 2.5 million, along with more than 125,000 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. Across Latin America, the number of cases has passed 2 million, the Pan American Health Organization said. Colombia now has 88,591 total cases, a number higher than the total reported by China, which was 84,726. Brazil surged to more than 1.3 million infections, second only to the United States. A troubling rise in infections was also reported in India, where the Times of India said 18,552 new cases were recorded on Saturday, and that surpasses Friday's record of more than 17,000. In South Korea, new clusters are popping up in Seoul, where hundreds of infections have been traced to churches, night spots, and restaurants. And Indonesia reported its biggest daily increase in coronavirus infections with 1,385 new cases, taking the total in Indonesia to 52,812. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday mostly blamed young people for the sharp increase in recent days of the number of confirmed cases in the United States, saying young people are ignoring precautions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Mr. Pence said it's inarguable that increased testing in the United States, with 500,000 tests conducted per day, has led to confirmation of more people with coronavirus infections. But he said younger Americans have been congregating in ways that may have disregarded the guidance that we gave on the federal level for all the phases of reopening businesses. The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has risen sharply in recent days, particularly in a trio of states across the southern tier of the United States, Florida, Texas, and Arizona. The three states are separated by hundreds of kilometers. Pence has canceled political trips this coming week to both Florida and Arizona out of caution because of the increased number of cases in the two states. He said he and President Donald Trump support measures taken by the governors in Florida and Texas to close bars to prevent people from gathering there and ignoring social distancing guidelines. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday he had never been told about reports that a Russian military intelligence unit was secretly offering bounties to Taliban militants in Afghanistan to kill U.S. soldiers. On Twitter, President Trump derided the New York Times report that U.S. intelligence officials had concluded months ago that a Russian unit had carried out the mission in Afghanistan last year. The report said Mr. Trump was briefed about it in late March. 20 American troops were killed in Afghanistan last year, but it was not known which killings might have been linked to the alleged Russian bounties. Both Russia and the Taliban denied the report of the bounties. Moscow called them baseless and anonymous accusations. The Russian embassy in Washington said the New York Times report had already led to direct threats on the lives of employees at Russian embassies in Washington and in London. A spokesman for the Taliban rejected the report and called the newspaper story an attempt to defame them. Earlier this year, the United States and the Taliban signed an agreement for bringing peace to Afghanistan after more than 18 years of conflict. The U.S. and NATO allies agreed to withdraw all troops by next year if the militants uphold the deal. And Iran has announced it will make the wearing of masks mandatory at indoor gathering places as the number of coronavirus fatalities recorded in a single day rose by the highest number in nearly 3 months. The new measure was announced on Sunday, accompanied by news that hard-hit provinces would be allowed to reimpose restrictions aimed at countering the impact of the virus. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.